Thank you very much, Justin Silverman, RetroWare Studios, and Programmancer, for this review copy provided for this episode. Thank you so much for this opportunity. All of the thoughts are my own, but thank you so much for this review copy and the ability to talk about this game. Let's dive into the review. The version provided for this review was played on Nintendo Switch. As of this review, this game is on Nintendo Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, and many more systems. And it ran very well in handheld mode the entire time. This game played very well on Nintendo Switch, which was the review copy that I was provided. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a bonus episode of Late Night Sprites. That's right, as mentioned in the disclaimer at the start of this episode, I am so thankful that the team at RetroWare Studios have given me a review copy of their hit new game, Prison City. Now, some of you who may have not heard of this game should check this out, especially if you love indie games and especially if you love 80s action movies. Set in Detroit in the future, all of the most dangerous criminals have been sent there, and the city has been locked off. It is now being run by techno-terrorists. So our main character, Hal, is called out of retirement for one last mission to take on Prison City in 24 hours. Your goal, infiltrate the city, meet your confidants, get a key card, take on the boss, and save the day. But there's more to this narrative that I'm not going to spoil, but let's just say there's a few twists and turns in there as well that are really well done and feel like that of a classic 80s action movie, heavily inspired by the likes of Escape from New York and RoboCop, with a graphical style of a late NES game inspired by the gameplays of Mega Man and Contra. This game is fantastic. I am so glad I played it. Now, this game usually runs at about $17, but at the time of this recording, it is the holiday season and it might go on sale a time or two. And I definitely think you should look out for a sale just in case if you're a little bit on the fence. But if you're listening to this at a time when the game is not on sale, is it still worth it? Well, let's dive in. This game plays great. It controls super well. You can jump, run, slide, and use your chakram. Yeah, that's right. You only get one weapon in this game, and it's a chakram, and it works like a boomerang, and it's really cool. You can fire it up, you can fire it down, you can fire it in the air, you can fire it in multiple directions, you can even like curve it, and it's so cool. It's really fun to use. I was not expecting there to be only one weapon, because when I first saw this, I'm like, oh, it's a Contra-style game. But then I was on board because the chakram is really fun. Throughout the stages, you can even find upgrades for it. But you can't just throw your chakram willy-nilly. You have a weapon bar. And if you throw it too much, that bar will go down and your shots will not hit as hard on the enemies or especially the bosses. But on some of the easier difficulties, you don't have to worry about that as much. But on the harder difficulties, or even like normal, your weapon energy starts to go down. But you can find power-ups to power up your chakram and make it hit even harder. But be warned, take even an inch of damage or too much damage, and it's back to square one for you. Just like the good old days when it came to video games. This game has a lot of varying difficulties. Easy, hard, and those classic-style difficulties with lives, less checkpoints, and a real challenge waiting for those ready to take it. I tried the challenging modes, and they are tough. But that being said, there's one more difficulty that not a lot of games have that is really cool. Custom difficulty. You get to choose what's challenging and what isn't. Maybe giving yourself a little bit of a middle ground with a little bit more leniency or an even harder challenge. This is one of the coolest features about Prison City, and it really should be noted that I found this amazing. This game is super replayable, and the custom difficulty means that you can do custom challenge runs again and again, even after the last time you rolled the credits. Now, about the time it took for me to roll the credits was about 3 to 5-ish hours, which isn't that long, but is perfect for a retro-style game. A game that, if you have a free day, you can beat in an afternoon. A game you can learn and master on the easier difficulties to try the harder ones. But there's even more secrets lying beyond the credits for those who are willing to try it, and some really cool bonuses that I'm not going to dive into. But let's just say, when the credits roll, and it's a very memorable credit sequence, there's more than meets the eye. Also, on top of all that, there are trophies. On the harder difficulties and such, you can get trophies by beating challenges. These cool little achievements that incentivize gameplay. For those who are more new and still want to try this game out, there's a training mode and an advanced training mode, as well as a really good and detailed tutorial to help you get into the game, as well as easier difficulties that let you experience the fun game and great story with a few more added fun bonuses, like not immediately dying from falling down bottomless pits and so on. That being said, this game plays great. The controls are great. On top of all the maneuvers I mentioned before, you can also climb on fences and hang on bars. So there's some really fun aerial combat and challenges as well as some fun vertical and downward platforming. Every stage is very open. You don't just get to go from point A to point B and find the confidant in between. There is some exploration added. Not a ton, but just enough that feels awesome. Not only are you looking for your confidant, and there's a very useful map in the corner of your screen, as well as when you pause to see maybe a path you missed, but on your quest for your confidant, if you go off the beaten path and maybe you have to tread some familiar ground, you can find more weapon energy and health upgrades that are great. There are hot dogs on the field to heal your HP dropped by enemies or in crates and such. Screen clearing grenades that can wipe all of the enemies off of the screen. Or the invincibility shields that let you basically run through tons of hazards, run through enemies, and get through some of those trickier platforming moments. There are checkpoints aplenty if you find yourself losing a life. On the harder difficulties, there are lives that can be earned and lost, classic style, like an NES game. On the easier difficulties, there are infinite lives. That's one of the great things about this game. It's very fair and balanced. It's very welcoming to newcomers, but super tough and challenging for veterans of the genre who love games like Contra, Super Hardcores, and the likes. Like I said, this game runs about $17, and even though it's a shorter gameplay, the bonuses after the credits will extend game time. And with the multiple difficulties and the achievements, as well as the custom difficulties, there is definitely a lot to do in this game. This is one of those games that you can beat in an afternoon and then pick up a couple weeks later and play and beat again. One of the classics, much like Mega Man X or the classic Contra game, it's one of those games that encourage being beaten in one sitting once you learn to master it. It is done in that retro video game style, but not in a way that is blatant copying, but more of a loving homage in a genre that doesn't get much love. Indie games are really carrying games genre that I would say are running gun, arcade running gun. Games like Gunstar Heroes and Contra that don't really see that many releases, and Prison City is one of them. There is some fun cutscenes in this game as well, and they're really well done while still fitting with the world and the aesthetic that this game chose to have. Our main character is very inspired by the likes of Snake Plissken from Escape from New York, and the world is inspired by Escape from New York mixed with RoboCop in the best way possible. But the music in this game is also really good. It is rocking. I did not find myself turning down the music at all. The boss themes are great, the level themes are great, and there's a ton of variety. Speaking of which, the stages have a ton of variety as well. A lot of great enemy variety is in this game, and stage variety as well. Stadiums, sewers, power plants. Prison City has a lot of varied locations that really stand out, and the background sprite work really pops. Every environment pops, and it doesn't really like blend together. Like, I didn't play any stage that made me go like, oh, this just feels like the stadium again. Every stage in this game stands out. The game plays incredibly well, on top of everything being varied in a great music. The game's presentation is consistent from start to finish and feels like an NES game almost lost to time in the best way possible. Almost like an NES game that you would get from Blockbuster because the game you wanted to pick was out, and then it was a pleasant surprise. This game is that, a very pleasant surprise. And this is coming from someone who isn't really big into Contra-style games, but I saw the trailer and I was sold on it. Now, I thought that there would be more weapons than just the Chakram, but even then, with just the Chakram, it's such a great weapon to use. It's so fun. This game is great. It feels like when I watched Escape from New York and RoboCop from the first time. Action-packed fun. This game can be as tough as nails or as easy as you want it to, or somewhere in between. It's one of those indie games that I think you should definitely not sleep on. And it is worth its asking price, in my opinion. Even though it's running at about $17, even getting this game on sale is a great deal. But the fact that this game is so replayable, I think it's worth its asking price. There are some games that run too long, and there are some games that are over too soon, but this is done in that classic Mega Man X style way where I can sit down, play it in one sitting, and be satisfied with it. This game is definitely worth it. I do have a qualm or two with this game, and my only qualm is that at the very end of the game, it does drag a little bit, and I wish they broke it up. That being said, that's the only real complaint I have. The bosses are really fun to learn and are super challenging. Some of them gave me a harder time than others, but they were super fun to learn. That's one of the other great things about this game. It's fun to learn this game. It's fun to learn how a stage works, learn an obstacle. So I recommend, or as it was told to me, thank you very much, Justin Silverman, for giving me info on this game. But I second what he said. Do the tutorial, do the training modes, and then play this game, especially before the higher difficulties. I played through this game on easy to experience it, and then I tried it on the harder difficulties, and I found myself smiling ear to ear. It was tough, but the fun kind of tough. The music was always great, the presentation was fantastic, and the confidants that you find have this really fun flavor text that they have that is so well written that it gives you small, tiny micro hints for the bosses while infusing some good humor. One of the confidants, like I said, I'm not going to spoil much because this game is full of great surprises. One of the confidants is my absolute favorite. Best character in the game, was totally surprised at this idea for the Confidant, and I loved it. I loved this character. Again, maybe if I go in depth with spoilers in the future, I will talk about this Confidant if I ever did a top five Confidants in games. But this character was one of my absolute favorites. The game controls well, it's challenging, it's super fun. And there's gameplay variety in the stages as well. The hazards you deal with aren't just like, oh, this is a pit over fire, and this is a pit over acid. There are stages with ice, there's stages with fire, there's a ride segment stage that is a absolute blast. This might be the highlight for me. The highway stage is so good. And the fact that there are secrets to find if you go off of the beaten path that reward you with more health or better weapon energy, or maybe even just a weapon upgrade that might help you deal that final hit on the boss in a do or die situation is so great. This game is fantastic, and I cannot recommend it a month enough. I do recommend it a month, though. I recommend it this month, next month, whenever it goes on sale. If you are a gamer on a budget, this is one that's worth picking up on sale, especially if you love Contra, Mega Man, and those old-school style games. In a world where there is an abundance of retro-style indie games, this one stands head and shoulders. The team at RetroWare make super quality stuff, and this is another piece of that. They are working on the Toxic Crusaders beat-em-up, and that game looks awesome. I definitely cannot wait to play that. I am really excited for what this studio has coming up for them, and this game is definitely one that is not worth sleeping on. Definitely pick up this game. Thank you so much for the team at RetroWare Studios for giving me the opportunity to talk about it. I cannot recommend this enough for fans of old school action movies, fans of run and gun platformers. The story is like that of a classic action movie. The graphics look great in the foreground, in the background. It controls well. There's so many replayability options, from the difficulties to the trophies to the custom difficulty to the stuff that happens after the credit sequence. And the credit sequence alone is super memorable. I was smiling ear to ear when I rolled the credits on this game. The credits of this game nailed it in one of the best ways possible. That, once again, this is a very spoiler-free review, and I do spoiler-free content for stuff that I believe deserves to be watched or played. This deserves to be watched or played. So, I just did a holiday list episode. That was the last episode before this one. This goes on there. This is a big recommendation for anyone who needs a great retro style game that is made with so much love and care. And I'm not done just quite yet. So this is like a little bonus to end out the episode. I don't usually do these, but first of all, thank you once again to RetroWare Studios. Thank you so much for this review code. And thank you so much to Justin Silverman. It meant the world to me that, as I mentioned in the review, Justin emailed me, not just with the game code, but like with tips about the game, about information, and was just so friendly and so helpful. It meant the world to me. Thank you so much. But I also wanted to just take a moment to say thank you to everyone who's listened so far. Even if this is like your first episode, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Late Night Sprites. As a podcast, this has just been such a wild ride with getting the review code for Prison City, for getting the review code for EX Zodiac, for getting the review code for Brock the Investigator. Just being able to look into these indie games has been so exciting. This is my dream. My dream has always been to work with indie game studios and to bring indie games into the spotlight, because indie games are such a fundamental part of gaming. I've said that so much. I said that over the summer constantly. I said that like so many times during the Holiday Buyer's Guide. But yes, this game belongs on your Holiday Buyer's Guide. Prison City was so much fun. It was so action-packed, high-octane fun. And it made me want to play this game again and again and rewatch RoboCop and Escape from New York and all of the games that inspired it, or the movies that inspired it, and play some of the games that inspired it. But definitely try this game on a higher difficulty. As you can tell, this part wasn't as scripted as the part before, but I just wanted to say an additional thank you, and just thank you to everyone who listened. This game definitely should be picked up, whether full price or on sale. If it's on sale, you are getting a great game for a great price. If it's full price, you're getting a great game for a fair price. Like, I think this game earned its asking price. That's how much fun I had with it, that I definitely will be looking into this game again and following the other games that this team is making. I'm so excited for Toxic Crusaders. It is going to be so fun. I cannot wait to play that. I love beat 'em ups, and Toxic Crusaders looks great. I cannot wait to see what other games this team has in store for us, because this is a great team. The team at RetroWare Studios and Programmancer are so great. And again, thank you so much, Justin, for the email with the help and everything. That was so nice. Thank you to everyone for listening. Like, with it being Thanksgiving tomorrow, I'm so thankful to be able to do this, and so thankful for all of you for listening. So thank you so much. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. I am Homecoming Hero, and I will be back with another Late Night Sprites episode very soon. And I got about 3 more in the docket before I take a small break. So thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode.